Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move. Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep. There was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo! Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
When I was young, I knew something was wrong. My mother would forget to pick me up from school.
Drugs and alcohol may make you forget your problems.
My mother got help, and because of recovery, she is here for me.
Hi, Mom. You ready? Let's go.
For drug and alcohol treatment for you or someone you love, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
There's this feeling within, I just got tapped in. It's been there all the while, patiently waiting for me to open up my heart and lighten up my load. I'm getting grounded in earth so my soul don't explode. Yes, love is a current of energy. Come on, tap into this frequency. It flows through you, it flows through me. Light from the sun is who we be. There's no static in the vibe. On rays of sunshine we rise. All dramatic circumstance is cleared away when we join the dance. In the moment you will see, breathing deep electricity, you channel stellar cosmic sounds as an instrument I found there. Love is a current of energy. Come on, tap into this frequency. It flows through you, it flows through me. Light from the sun is who we be. Be tapped in, 'cause that's what's happening. It feels so good to be tapped in, 'cause that's the only thing that's happening. Oh, oh, oh. Love is a current of energy. Don't tap into this frequency. It flows through me. Life from the sun is who we be. Oh, love is a current of energy. Come on, tap into this frequency. It flows through you, it flows through me. Life from the sun is who we be.
Sometimes we get distracted by the gift wrap. But if you can just take the time to breathe in and open it. You might have to do some affirmation while you're opening the gift. Like, okay, I am one with the one. All is well. I'm opening it. Oh, it don't feel good. But once you open it, you're like, ah. It's all about tapping in, tuning in, and getting turned on right here, right now on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning.
There was a time in my life I thought I had to do it all for myself. I didn't know the grace of God was sufficient. And I didn't know the love of God was at hand. But now I can say, if you are discouraged,
I ain't discouraged, but if I am, I certainly release and let go. what is really going on?
Let it all go.
Let it go. Let it go. Don't even go there. And this is what you have to say.
I release it and I let go.
Get interrupted when life is flowing so smoothly and something jumps on your path, all you gotta do is release and let go. Indeed, we're only here for God, we're only here for good, we are only here for the creative intelligence to reveal itself, to express itself, for us to be the face where God gets to show up. There's continue. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning into Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You certainly do. You make a difference from being on the other end, then he'll be back. He'll be back. You make a difference from being alive. You make a difference because you are. No judgment, no comparison, just because you exist. So nice to see you. Grateful to have you here in this playground, on this playground called Life Conversations Radio, in the playground, on it, around it. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Today's topic, today's conversation, we are going astrology, numerology. We're going to feng shui your life. With Dennis Fairchild, and we'll talk more about that. We're taking your calls, 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. And make sure you press one on your keypad, especially those of you who were trying to get in yesterday and you were hearing Dennis reading and you're like, oh, my God, I got to get my 3 months update. But you couldn't get through. Well, we've set another plate for you, a plate full of soul food, and you can be soulfully fed by pressing the right number. You know your personal identification number. You are it. So press the number now. It's time for announcement, I think, because that's what I'm feeling to do. Because we glow and grow with the flow here. Welcome all of you in the chat room, on the phone line, my sisters, my brothers, my universal family. It's nice to have you here. Thank you, thank you. For all you're doing, your commitment to growth, transformation, your commitment to being the light when everything looks kind of, I don't know. Commitment to being the light even when you in your life look like, I don't know how long I can do this. We are the light that we're looking for. So all we've got to do is shine the light. We don't have to worry about how bright it is as long as you're shining. Sometimes you may have to dim the light. Sometimes you may have to brighten your light. Sometimes you're just like, psh, I'm just showing up. I don't even know if it's dim or bright because this is what is. Life Conversations Radio, let's do an announcement. Let's go to my co-producer, Betty Pegues. How are you doing?
I am doing great. Great, great, and double great.
Double great. Okay. Yeah, well, after yesterday, I know you're doing double great because people are doing affirmation today. They're doing a gratitude practice. And like, I'm grateful for Betty for the 3 months reading she gave me. She confirmed, oh, thank you, God, for Betty for all she's doing. Bless her, Lord. Bless her, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Well, having said all that, Ade, good morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever you are in this moment of now. If you didn't catch my name, it is Betty. And each day I bring you the going ons, the coming ins, and the going outs of Life Conversations Radio. For those joining us in the chat room today, been wanting to ask a question to Life Coach Ade or our guest, please go to our Ask Life Coach Ade page on Facebook and post your question there. Now, I'm on that page during the show, so I will immediately be able to see anything you post and get it back to Ade and our guest today. Also, make sure when you are posting a post on the Ask Life Coach Ade page, please do not post under another post that's already there. It makes it difficult for me to see you. Now, if you do not do Facebook, please go to our radio website, lifeconversationsmedia.com. Click on the Ask Life Coach Ade tab and send us your question or comment that way. Now, this is a great option to use if you're choosing to remain anonymous. Of course, the best and easiest way to ask a question is to call in and punch 1 on your keypad. This will raise your hand and let me know you have a question or a comment to make. This is especially true when our guest Dennis will be doing some readings later on. So if you're in line for a reading today, please make sure you press 1 so that I can get to you. Now, be sure to join us tomorrow when Ade will fly solo with Ask Life Coach Ade. Now, the first Wednesday of every month normally is the Spiritual Tag Team Show with the Psychic and a Life Coach, Ade and myself, but I won't be able to be here tomorrow. So we did it yesterday. tomorrow, Ade will be there to take your questions, concerns, and help move you from where you are to where you want to be. And then Thursday, we have guest Dr. Mitchell Gibson, who is an expert, a leading expert in the field of mental health and human behavior. And finally, make sure you're present when Celeste Morgan will stop by each day for an inspirational Celeste moment. Now, to learn more about Life Conversations Radio, its host programming, upcoming guests, and more, please visit us at lifeconversationsmedia.com. To follow, like, and listen to any of our archived shows, please visit lifeconversationsradio.com. Life Coach Ade, take it away.
Thank you, Betty. Yes, indeed. I love my life. Life is good. It's getting better. Welcome all of you in the chat room, on the phone lines. Those of you waiting to ask your questions, Dennis will be in the house in a few minutes, and we'll get ready to get this party started. In the meantime, let's do a check-in. How is everyone feeling today? You know, maybe some of you want to get your reading. Maybe you're moving through something, or you're excited or nervous or whatever. Maybe you've got to make a choice or decision right now. What are you? Just take a breath. Just really, really breathe in right now and connect with the truth of who you are. And I'm actually going to support you. Those of you that I can't be still because I can't quiet my thought, yes, you can. You have. You just don't know you are. You have, because sometimes you think, when you're not thinking, you don't know you're not thinking. So here we go. Here's a nice music. Just bring us in that place of just being still. Remembering the truth of who we are. Some of you on lunch break, consider this your power lunch. Maybe you don't have a job. Maybe you don't have a relationship. Or want a relationship. Trying to get in one before February 14th so you can get a gift. In this moment, all is truly well. You are one with the one. And even if that doesn't mean anything to you, just be still and just feel your body. Come present to everything that's going on in your body and let your body speak to you. Give thanks for your toes, your legs, for moving you around. Move your way up, come to your stomach, you eat. You may think about what you eat or not, but your body does what it needs to do to digest, assimilate, and eliminate what you don't eat. Every part of you, your heart is beating, your brain is doing what it does, your ears are listening, just interpreting the vibration called sound, your eyes, your hands, your fingers, everything. Your body is doing what it needs to do without asking for your help. if you have nothing to be in great attitude about, be in great attitude about your body. Even if you have pain, even if you have dis-ease, it's your body saying, oh, energetically, we're out of alignment. Correct it, correct it, correct it. Be led, be guided. Allow the healing white love too, and the white light, and the white love, the white light to just move through your whole being. And feel and see that light, that love radiate out from you, wherever you are, in your office, in your house, in your car, if you're listening on the radio or on the phone. Say it, radiate into everyone around you, radiate into the planet, knowing that all is truly well. Know that you are connected to Source. Know that you're connected to God. Know that you're connected to the divine intelligence, known by so many names. And because you know it's known by so many names, you are not distracted by whatever name people choose to call it or not. You can call it the I Am. The I Am presence that you are. All is well. All is truly well. And this is truly who we are. The I Am presence of God. Carly Jackson. Please remind us.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. And I am free.
Yes, indeed. You are wonderful. You are whole. And you are free to create your reality. And maybe you're not sure which paintbrush to use right now. Maybe you're not sure what colors you want to paint in your life. Well, Dennis is in the house to help you tap into that soulful, artistic, creative ability that you have. So you can paint your life the way you want it to be. Because you are wonderful, you are whole, you are free. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. We're getting ready for Dennis. Let me read a little bit about him. And I mean a little bit. Because if we were to read about him, we will read and read. Because this man has done it all. And yeah, I let him speak for himself. But let me pull up a little something about him here. I clear my throat while I'm at it. I'm getting ready to do my radio voice. Dennis Fairchild is. Stop it. I don't know what happens to me sometimes when I'm doing this show. But you know what? I don't care what happens. I just show up. When I show up, God shows out. And then I could be the true me that I was created to be. I love it. Okay. Focus. Dennis Fairchild. Bear with me, people. I don't get out much. So when I have an opportunity to talk to people, I get excited. Here we go. Let's see if we can read his bio now. I know some of you want your readings there. Dennis Fairchild is the best-selling author of more than a dozen books and prediction calendars. He has won kudos as the host of the Midwest's longest-running prime-time talk radio show, Ask the Astrologer, and he has appeared in media on a worldwide basis. During the mind-blowing 1960s, love, peace, and happiness, and 70s, he became America's first ever professor of college-accredited courses in astrology, tarot card reading, and palmistry, and joined the ranks of esoteric jet-setters, teaching at metaphysical conferences around the world. Well, I am happy and excited and honored to present to you my new old friend. He's a new old friend because we've always been friends. We just reconnected this lifetime. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, physical beings and non-physical beings, psychics and skeptics, please help me welcome
my new
old friends.
All right, yeah, you got to calm down now. Calm down. They're getting all excited, Dennis. They're getting
all
excited.
All right, we love it. God bless you, Ade. And God bless your listeners, and God bless America. Lovely to start the afternoon with you.
Yes, yes. Thank you, thank you. I'm so excited to have you. You know, our conversation yesterday, you were just so delightful.
Well,
it was a delight
being able to speak with you on the phone yesterday. I have no idea how your producer ever, you know, ran across me. I'm one of those old invisible dinosaurs that's still alive and ticking, but very much enjoying my twilight years with my fellow cronies and hanging out in the garden. And every now and again, somebody drags me back on the radio and says, so what do you have to say about this stuff?
I think what it is, you get so comfortable believing that you're invisible, that you show up visibly and somebody sees you.
Yeah.
Like, oh, there he is. And he's like, wow, how did they see me?
Well, again,
we welcome you.
Yes, I absolutely love it. I was speaking with my neighbor today, telling her that I was going to be sharing some insights with you, and she said, well, I don't even understand. How can you talk about dragons when we don't even have dragons? And she was referring, of course, to us being newly in what's called the Chinese Year of the Water Dragon. And maybe we could rip on that a little bit. What's wonderful about life is that I have no understanding of people that say that they're bored. I mean, you cannot learn it all one time around. That's why we just keep coming back around and around and around again. And astrology and all these many of the forecasting philosophies that have mathematics attached to them, they love it because it's just like seasons in the year. Once you start studying it, you realize that there is a natural rhythm to the universe. It inhales and exhales. And from an astrological perspective, from Asia, over the centuries, they sort of observed that certain particular years begat a certain strength or a challenge. And what I'd like you to think about, Ade, as well as everyone listening to my voice, is put your headspace back into the year 2000. What were your big ups and downs? What were the struggles that you went through? But don't forget the good stuff that you might have gone through at the year 2000. I know most of us were a little flabbergasted worrying about, you know, what was it, Y2K or whatever that funny thing was. And also the apprehension about starting a brand new century. But the reason I'm bringing up the year 2000, based on what my neighbor had just asked about the dragon, we are currently in, like we were in the year 2000, in the water dragon year. And simply put, the test, the theme, the aroma, the flavor of this next 11 months is dealing along the lines of our health karma. We're in a time that there's only one thing that people cannot be responsible for. I mean, we have to be responsible for everything, but the one thing that solely revolves around the individual, as all bulimics know, is what we eat. So this current year of 2012, being the water dragon, it can favor many things as far as those that have been having a slow time convalescing, if they were combating any kind of weakness or poor health. This next 11 and a half months is a time where they are at least presented with the opportunity to get moving, to get growing, to get regenerated a little bit more. Also, it's a very auspicious time for all people, regardless of when they're born throughout 2012, in regards to weight loss, weight gain, electing for various surgeries, of course, pregnancy, understanding sexuality. And I think we'll see a lot of these topics, hot topics, let's say, you know, throughout the newspaper headlines. In America, of course, it would be, you know, Social Security. I think we'll find on a very positive side, you know, there'll continue to be a lot more brilliant new discoveries in the medical field that will sort of be aimed, I think, mostly this year, reversing the aging process where people can live a lot longer. But I think the big deal is that we will find more people on board about the body-mind-spirit connection that, as you tell your beloved extended radio family every week or every day, is that, you know, we have to be responsible for our thoughts, and thoughts literally do take form. If we find ourselves on a very unhappy merry-go-round, it radiates and ripples out like a pebble falling into a calm pond. And what the ripple effect is on all of us this year is what's in your refrigerator. What are you putting in your body? And it is the old literally crap or get off the pot for the year 2012. And for those people that are really in dire straits, still trying to get a little bit more ahead, paying off the credit card bills and the and debts, largely 2011, last year, was what we call the cash crunch time. And it was a heavy-duty period for everybody concerned. But if you could look backwards at the struggles that you went through as like isometric exercise, where you push against resistance, therefore, in 2012, we now have at least the physical confidence, the physical fuel to push us a little bit more forward. So we are able to say, well, darn it, I do have enough energy. I can take on maybe a second job. Or maybe I've got enough energy I can pull over to the bank and try to negotiate a little bit lower interest rate. But if we look at the year 2012 also in another physical way, Mars is a physical planet that we embrace in astrology, we are all going to have to do our part in voting, in speaking our mind, because as many, many prognosticators agree, the looming threat of more military action is going to be extremely profound by this last third of the year. And it doesn't imply that we're thrown into the abyss of firestorms and burning oil being thrown on all the people fighting, but it's all going to boil around what was going on last year, again, over the money. But physically, this year, with Mars, especially Mars is going to be joining. Mars is the fighting planet, and it's going to be joining the.
You said Mars is a fighting planet.
Mars is a fighting planet. It's our muscles in our body. It's our vim and vigor, our ability to use adrenaline whenever we want to tap into it. But the planet Mars astrologically is going to be hanging out with a couple very eccentric and mysterious planets, the planet Uranus, which always loves to stir up the pot, and Pluto, which always says you're not saying things like they are. And so right around mid-July, and then it's going to really start rocking and rolling as we get into the autumn months, that's when we have to be united. We have to really know we must be able to do our voting thing. We must be able to stay mentally and physically strong enough to be able to help. I think we're going to look back on 2012 in a couple of years as when we started to get more involved with wanting to volunteer, wanting to see that we are not alone in this. I mean, it again, other than when people tell me that they're bored, and that flips me out, but other thing flips me out is when they say they're lonely. I mean, we're all on this planet as a family. We have to cooperate with one another. And the theme I think we'll find is people starting to get more actively engaged in social venues or talking louder when they're standing on top of their soapbox. And I would think the one thing that everybody should ask for their birthday this year is ask for a new soapbox that they can stand on and get their bullhorn and start telling people how they can help. And because of the 2011 to me was much more of a year of political earthquakes, 2012 is its after effect is still a little bit more of that monetary stuff where, because remember, this number, this year 2012 being what we call the five senses of the body, consumption, people are, I mean, we all know America's a vast, overweight country. And the unwelcome end of 2012 is that consumption has replaced our productivity. You know, comfort is, everybody's going for comfort instead of exertion. And we can really no longer be a spectator. You know, we have to be more of a creator.
So from everything that I'm hearing you say, you're saying right now, it's like we're really moving into, waking up completely.
Yeah, let's come from the theory that that every calendar year has a little personality attached to it. We can sort of break away from the mythology of the beasts that sat with Buddha. But with this theme of 2012 being that, for last year we were forced to look at our extravagance. We were supposed to learn how to budget in 2011. In 2012, we're supposed to be honoring our body, honoring other people's sexuality, honoring to make our bodies as vital and fertile as possible. As we go through the year of 2013, we're all going to be doing the Rodney King thing about can't we get along together? Because it turns into the thing where we start to realize how small this world of ours is, and it's trying to redefine our family, redefine our extended family. You'll find that a lot of people throughout 2013, although I do believe the housing and real estate markets are going to be a little bit more accommodating to buyers and sellers next year, not so much now. But you'll notice that in 2013, we return back to that issues of home, family. And even if you're not married or you're barren and have no family, it's still who you consider to confide in, who makes you happy, who makes you feel good. And it will deal along the lines, too, of 2013. People that have been struggling with their mortgages, they finally get a break. People throughout 2013 that have been living in a cardboard box in an alley will start to notice that they'll get an upgrade. A lot of the focus of 2013 is home and where we make it. And for a lot of people that are very well established and are happy in their four walls that they live between, then they could find that that could be their next home away from home. And I'm leading up to what you just asked. 2014's theme is very, very mercurial, very, very thought-provoking. And the key themes for all people, regardless of your zodiac sign, but it really favors the Sagittarian born in 2014, is what we call the legal year. And the legal year, you get the thumbs up regarding, lowering interest rates, any involvement that you have whatsoever with banks, institutions of finances, the government. We'll find a lot of hands getting slapped in regards to immigration laws, import-export laws, border crossings and such. But the theme of 2014, when everybody's looking at all their legal paperwork, something starts to snap. And it's an unfolding for the following 20-some months, where in 2014, because we start to look good on paper formally, we start to think, the mind. People will notice that we want to start studying more, e-books, people that learn from the computer, they'll be attached to it throughout 2014, a great time for more credentials. And the way that America, I can't quite say this is going to affect Europe so much, but the American educational system goes through a very favorable beginning overhaul in 2014, whereby rather than the traditional four-year college programs, we'll find them being much more eclectic and two-year inclined. We'll find the same thing going on as far as the moderate schools of junior high and high being 2014. As 2015 hits, that's what we finally start coming into, as all astrologers are in agreement with, where we start to see we've got a little bit of extra spending money. For 2011, our job was to budget ourselves to the best of our ability to get out of debt. Well, you get the payback in 2015. If you took care of your bills in 2011, you get the gold ring in 2015. For those people that are still struggling, though, just know 2015 opens up the door for new venues for value, new venues of value that you can spend things on. So we're talking about, again, the almighty buck rather than just the philosophy of it. And what people, I think, will... I think what people will get more clear about in 2014, because it's a very mental and thinking and education-related year, is that people will start to get more clear on these what everyone considers to be woo-woo metaphysical concepts about the law of attraction, particularly. A lot of people think that just by chanting every day, "I want my money, I want my money," that you're going to get money, and that ain't the way it works. I mean, money is energy, period. It's not good or bad. It's just energy, but you have to create a space for it, you know, and feng shui is one of my favorite studies of expertise.
Before you go into the feng shui, Dennis, before you go into the feng shui, let's take a quick break. I want to talk about that and how we can apply that. And also, because we've got people waiting in line, but we're coming to you. Then I have a special question I have to ask you, because my listeners are waiting for me to ask this question. They said, I must ask every guest to come on. So let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. The number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Call in with your questions. Let me just double check. Dennis, for people wanting reading, all you need is their date of birth?
Just their first name, their month, date, and year of birth.
Okay, first name, month, day, and year of birth. Okay, so just get that ready. And if you don't know, better call your mother or your father right now. If you can't find them, I can't help you. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. Woo, the phone line is lighting up. Okay, let's take a very quick break. And those of you who can call in, you can ask your question on Ask Life Coach Ade fan page. Ask Life Coach Ade fan page. Ask Life Coach ADE fan page or like page on Facebook. And Betty or I will get to it. Let's take a quick break. We will be right back.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
I know that's the truth. This radio network is going to change your life, and we do everything to make sure that happens. How do we do it? Mark Victor Hansen, tell them, please. Just tell them. I don't want them to think that I'm boasting, so you go ahead and tell them.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Imagine a world where bullying isn't considered a normal part of childhood.
A world where I'm not afraid to go to school.
To speak out.
To be myself.
A world where I'm not afraid to be caught alone.
Come on, Tom. We have the power to stop the bullying.
Speak out. Speak up.
Educate. Find out what to look for and how you can make a difference at bullying.org.
Bullying is not kids being kids.
It's not about good homes or bad homes.
It's not a normal part of growing up.
I shouldn't be afraid to get out of school.
To turn on my computer.
Message. A lock to my locker.
Did you know that a bully will stop his or her behavior in 10 seconds when their peers speak up?
Use your voice.
Hey, leave him alone.
We have the power to stop bullying.
Find out more at bullying.org.
Bullying.org.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. To the community. To the community. To the community. To the community.
Yes, indeed. Life Conversations Radio, activating your throat chakra, your power center. We're giving a voice back. It was never gone. It was always there, but we're helping you to activate it. We're giving the voice, the power back to the global community. My guest, Dennis Fairchild. He's an astrologer, a numerologist, a man with so much wealth, he's written so many books. We're taking your calls. The switchboard is light up, it's just lit up. So I need to wear my sunglasses, but we're going to see. We'll get as many questions as we can get to. But before you talk about the feng shui, I got to ask you this question, because the listener said, whatever you do, make sure you ask Dennis this question, because we really want to know. So the question is, because you were ready for those, usually they ask at the beginning of the show, but here's the question. Who is Dennis Fairchild? Who are you?
Student.
Mm.
I mean, it's the first thing that comes about. I mean, what makes me happy is, I guess, investing as much as I can into every moment. I was born with polio. I'm one of the older guys. I was born with polio and was given the death sentence that first day from the doctor. He told my mom, the kid is not going to live more than 36 months. So I'm now 62 almost. So I've proven that. So I think I was brought here to really value everything, and I see myself somewhat as a spiritual cheerleader. I reside in the suburbs of the Motor City, and it's a very magical place, but it's also a place of poverty and crime, and every front has a back. And I think one of my Peter Pan-like missions is to be who I am, which I consider myself much more bright, and I do enjoy being around or being exposed to the dark to try to lighten it up. So I don't know if that answers anything, but I'm always trying to learn something new. So that's why student, I think, came to me. Well, may I turn it around and ask you, RD, since I've just met you for the first time?
Yes. You feel free. I am a student of life and a teacher of truth and a spreader of love and laughter. That's who I am.
That's why we're friends. That's why we're new
old
friends. Hallelujah.
Yes. That's right. That's why I love to learn. I love to teach. I love to laugh. I'm just here to live life to the fullest. Now, tell us quickly about feng shui, and then we're going to take calls. We've got a lot of people.
Well, I was just going to mention, I only brought up the word feng shui for in light of what I was sort of rambling on about the law of attraction. With the secrets of success and the law of attraction, it does work. It is 100% a working modality. But for one to attract the new sources of income or the brilliant gold at the end of the rainbow, we've got to make room for it. We have to be prepared psychologically, physically for the increase in wealth. And before we can do that, this is what everybody hates. You have to have a clean house. Your house has to be spick and span. Not going to prosper if you've got dust bunnies and if you've got old newspapers or a magazine that's even two months old. As frustrating as it is, as I mentioned about a little while ago, all of the year 2013 deals with our physical home proper and our extended family. So if you're bitching and moaning about not having any extra money, you got to stop. Or if your health is bad, by all means, start decluttering that house and have it spick and span by spring next year. You're going to find that you're going to regret it. You would have more regrets. How our house looks. And when I say house, that can be an apartment. That can be, again, the backseat of the car. That's where you live. You have to be responsible for it, just like in life, being responsible for our thoughts and our actions for the other people. And if a house is disorganized, our life is going to continue to be that. A house is just a reflection of what's going on around us, inside of us, with us. And it's the easiest thing in the world. But I said before, this year of 2012, you got to watch what you put in your refrigerator and put into your belly. Well, same thing goes for 2013. You can only move forward throughout 2013 if you've got your house in order.
Yes, order, order, order. Clean up, declutter, so you can
position
yourself.
You know, the Latin word, when you break down the word clutter, it's a Latin derivative of the word coagulate. As in bad veins, if you have coagulated veins, you're up the creek, you know. So our houses, the hallways of our home, are the symbolic veins and arteries of our house. And for all people listening, the feng shui water dragon remedy to rid yourself of uninvited anxiety and unfortunate, unwelcome things is very, very simple. Every year in feng shui, actually every week, but for this broadcast, every year there's a spot of the house that if we honor it, we get something in reward. We get a reward for it. And this year, the emphasis is on your main front entrance. If you live in an apartment, that's not the main entrance of the building. It's the entrance to your apartment. If you own a home, if you always go in the back door, I'm still speaking of the designed main entrance. Same thing with a condo or if you share a hallway. It's the doorknob that you touch that you open up to your home. And the entry, simple thing is going off and buying some oil and lubricating all of the joints on the door jamb, doing the same thing with the knob. If you own your house, buy new doorknobs. Get a new welcome mat if you have a house. Paint the door a new color. And when I say front entryway, that does include your first front closet for the as you walk in the door. And most people ignore that one all the time. But if you're trying to get more bucks into the bank, you can start now by decluttering. And the first thing to do is get that front entryway sparkling and get the front entryway, get rid of the old boots you haven't worn or the one mitten that you don't have a pair of. And by doing so, you're making space for prosperity to come in. It just happens that this year it wants to come in the front door. So we got to celebrate.
Which makes sense.
And that
Which
means
makes a lot
for,
of sense.
For a lot of people, a lot of people are just so fed up, and this is the year for it, to do a 180 or whatever, 160, 180, and pick up and try something new. If that is what your hopes are, then to have a vitamin supplement, it would be as simple as trying to get that front door, that front entryway good and polished and nice and squeaky clean so you can be able to open up the door for more opportunity and more cash flow.
There you go. You got the remedy. We're going to start taking calls. We've got Celestial Moment coming at 1, and then we're going to continue the call. We want to do something different, listeners, because Dennis needs your first name, your date of birth, all of it. My internal guidance system won't let you put it. Don't put it on Facebook. Don't even do that. Just put it in this. If those of you that are on listen offline, put your, the date of birth and your name in here.
They can say any name that they want.
But if they'd like
accurate forecasting food for thought, then I would need a month, date, and year as well.
Right. Well, I just do it in the Blog Talk Radio chat, because either way, when they post, it's going to be associated with their name, and I just don't feel comfortable with that. So put in this is a little bit more private, just a tiny bit private. So let's take some calls. I know Celeste is going with the flow, and we are too. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. We are here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30, sometimes 2 o'clock. But anyway, my guest is Dennis Fairchild. His website address is the same. Dennis, D-E-N-N-I-S dash or hyphen Fairchild, F-A-I-R, child, as in children, or as in babies, .com, DennisFairchild.com. Make sure you put the dash and the hyphen. Let's take some calls. Let's go to Lucy from Chicago.
Hi, Lucy. Good afternoon.
Lucy, wake up. I love Lucy. Where are you? Are you coming up with some Lucy?
In the sky with diamonds.
There you go. Okay, well, we'll come back to you, Lucy. We get to, let's go to Antoine from Bermuda. Hey, Antoine, how you doing, my brother?
Hey, Harry, how you doing, man?
Dennis, hello, good afternoon.
Great, great, great. Well, you got my first name, but my birth date is January the 9th, 1968.
For all people just listening to this wonderful broadcast right now and in the future, based on the studies of numerology believes that every single birthday that we celebrate, we go through a different sort of season, like a season of the year. So some birthdays are extremely hot stuff, and other birthdays are just, you know, frigid like the winter months. And with the theory that our lives revolve in 9 one-year cycles, for everybody listening, and for you specifically, Antoine, think backwards. What were you going through back in the year 2003, back when you were a younger man of 35? Because you're going to find a lot of the ups and downs of this brand new birthday year for you, Antoine, will be similar. You just began, Antoine, what we call the number 6 year, which always deals with home, our love relationships, the women in our life. And in front of me, I have what are called the kitchen tarot cards. And the kitchen tarot cards is a relatively brand new variation of the tarot themes that always deal along the lines of our personal relationships and the people that we love, the people that are in our home surroundings. So what you're going to find, Antoine, more than anything, looking at both the tarot cards in front of me and your astrological makeup, it's my sense that I call them hiccups. Every now and again, we go through these periods with the best of intentions, and we just don't think we're going forward. We sort of wind up in this vacuum, like when you when you drive in the South, there's lots of roads that cut through mountains, and you go through a tunnel. And if you're listening to the radio tunes out. Well, your horoscope suggests, Antoine, that looking backwards into 2011, most of the months of August, September, and just recently, all of the month of December specifically, you were in a vacuum. You were in the hiccup time. And a lot of it was dealing in regards to the keywords of frustration, delays, no one really coming through for you. And it hasn't affected, your paycheck or your whose name is on your paycheck, but as early as the 10th of February, like in this next 11 days, many people that are born under the sign of Capricorn the Goat, Earth signs, Virgo, Taurus, and the Sea Goat, Capricorn, starting up I won't be the technical person. Opportunities for new employment arrive as early as February 10th, next month, 2012, all the way through the 20th of May. If you're content in your line of work, the name of the game is this could be the time that you should keep your eyes open where they post the new positions to be able to move up to the next step. The only thing that comes through looking at – I haven't set up your whole chart. I'm just looking up the ephemeris, your planets. You've got a mind like a mechanical engineer where – everything has to make sense to you. Like A has to turn to B. You don't have although you've got a good heart, intuitive heart, you're not so much the philosopher by nature. It's got to make sense to you. For line of work, I'm assuming that you're either just getting ready to change jobs or your job has just been diminished.
Actually, I am an entrepreneur. I just started last year.
Excellent.
Hence why I've not been around here lately on Life Conversations Radio. I'm just flat out busy. But in fact, that's what I was going to ask you. How does that affect me as far as being an entrepreneur when you were speaking about February 12th?
Well, if you planted the seed last year in 2011, this is especially any of your earth signs, Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn, but specifically you, Antoine, as early as February through May, if last year, and it was not the month of August, was not the month of December, if last year during those other 10 months you got the ball in motion, then you'll see that suddenly there's confirmation of it as early as this next 2 weeks lasting through the early spring. This means people coming back to say, sorry it's taken me so long to get back with you. Now remember, from your chart's perspective, your strength is you. When I say a mind like a mechanical engineer, you would be absolutely perfect, not so much the image I get is almost like the person. Come on, Fairchild, get my head going. The intellectual or motivational venue that or equivalent of what a wedding planner would be, if that makes sense. It's like bringing together odd sorts of people for a common cause is what you're sort of like bombarded with for this next 10 to 11 weeks. When you say you're an entrepreneur, what is it that you're focusing on? What line of work is this?
My business is nothing to do with my purpose, and I'm sitting here listening to you just now describing my purpose because that's one of the things that I did.
But your work should always be
my business. My business is selling African and Afrocentric products online, actually.
As far as think of the key word looking good on paper. This would be February, March, April through May. Looking good on paper translates that versus, with no disrespect to radio, it's my favorite medium, but rather than radio or television, it would be books, leaflets, brochures, and website, or looking at the screen of a computer. That would be where the most noticeable new source of income would come, from print promotion or from, again, the website. Because nowadays we have to upgrade and we have to look at a website as being paper.
Yes.
Versus, say, a newspaper. But I would tend to say, though, what you'll be finding, Antoine, with your being into the import-export or retail business, for lack of a better way to say it, I think you'll find that indeed your mission in life, your spirit, that you are doing this, that the items that you are bringing into people's homes, as we all know, symbols are symbols. I think that maybe what you'll be doing over this next 20 weeks is fine tuning, or maybe adding a new color product, etc., to your what you're providing your clientele. And I think maybe the spin will be, rather than decorative items, it turns into what is the real deep symbology of this item. Once again, like feng shui, there are certain gifts that you do not present to somebody in feng shui, sharp pointy things, things that are this year you're not supposed to give anybody anything that that's faded yellow, because a dying pearl is fading, it's the color of fading yellow. So my point is, in feng shui, a lot of things is symbolic, like doing prayer beads, you know, going over and over, and the more you repeat and repeat, the more things happen. And when you look at an object that you know is a prosperity object, then that's why prosperity is more apt to knock on your front door. And in your case, as I'm concluding, it seems to me that whatever it is that you are exporting from Africa or places around the globe, I think maybe what you'll be veering into is that looking at each of these items as talismans, perhaps, if that means anything to you. But
it does mean something to me, because my business was in a different direction, and I know there's other people waiting, Adi, so I'll just finish it real quick. My business was
You picked up my
thought.
I
understand. But my business was in a different direction, and I went into meditation and looking and acting spirit, what should I do? And it said, get in line with who you are, and this is who I am, and this is what I promote, and this is what I talk about. So that's absolutely perfect. It's absolutely perfect. And, in fact, my supplier supplies me with information on pretty much everything that I'm supplying, including, like, the benefits of things like aloe and black soap and different things.
Excellent.
Like that. So I get to give people information at the same time.
Thank you, guys.
I really appreciate it.
Understand, Antoine, when I say you have a mind like a mechanical engineer, that means that you will be your best promoter. You will be your best business card.
So keep that
in mind. Wherever you're going, you are wearing what you are sharing to customers, to the uninitiated, let's say.
Yes.
Because
everybody knows that listens to the show, I'm sure there's spirit in everything.
Thank you, my brother. Let's move on to Lucy. We're trying to get through all the calls and those people in the chat room as well. Let's go.
I'll try to be
quick. Lucy,
I'm sorry. I do ramble on.
Okay. Okay. Go ahead, Lucy.
Hello.
Hello, Lucy. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I'm here in Chicago. I'm actually very close to your home.
Yes, only 5 hours away. That's my home away from home, as a matter of fact. I love Evanston, one of my favorite places.
Okay.
What's your birthday, Lucy?
My birthday is 4/11/1956.
4/11/56. You're a fellow Aries, like our host, our Dave. Did you know he's an Aries? Yeah, we just met yesterday, but I feel like I've known him all my life. The cycle that you were in 2 years ago was not the happiest of cycles whatsoever. It was like people were leaving you right and left, and you started to realize that you didn't need them. But it was a rather house cleaning year of 2010 without you even having to do any elbow grease. But it started to turn as it went into 2011 last year, got into what we call the I'm sick and tired of feeling so down. First half of last year was probably a little bit blue. But by mid-year of 2011, you were in the peak of what we call the number one year, finally saying, darn it, I'm looking out for myself. I'm starting off fresh again. And although you may have found yourself losing interest in some of your old buddies and found on the same account, since you're currently rapidly approaching on your birthday in April this year, a 12-month cycle, which we call redefining our relationship with our family, with all the women in our life, you'll find that this doesn't just mean daughters and this doesn't mean a mom. This can mean the women that you've sort of taken under your wing and bailed out, because your horoscope is extremely, I don't want to say Mother Teresa-like, but if you had an extra shirt, you're going to take it and give it to somebody. And this is your year where finally you're saying, but you have to be responsible for that gift. You're going to have to launder that shirt. You can't give it back to me over and over again. Because the pity party of 2010 and then the self-esteem that you've started to acknowledge and grow into just in this last 8 months, you're kicking butt all of this year if you get rid of the riffraff, the pity party ladies that are in your life.
Okay.
Does this mean anything to you?
Oh, my God. It is so on point. I ended a 16-year relationship last year.
But you had thought about it a lot before that, I bet.
Oh, yes, I have. And then finally, last December, I moved out. And everything said so far about the clean house, everything, my apartment now is completely night and day what it used to be.
Well,
so,
if I could throw in something, enjoy celebrating this birthday in your current place of residence, because on your birthday next year for those 12 months, there's one of nine cycles that all people go through. We repeat these over and over and over. You're going to be in on your 51st next year what we call the number 3 year, which is new faces, new places. So you're most likely going to find yourself relocating, and it could still be a local move, but I would be open for improvement, not just with decor, but with location throughout your 51st birthday. So keep that in mind.
Actually, my birthday date is 56, so I'm going to be 56 this year.
Oh, I beg your pardon. I'm sorry. I've got scribbles all over. Just translate it that April of next year through April of 2014 is the cycle that you'll find yourself not in the home that you're currently residing in. And if you say, well, I really like it, I'm going to stay here, you just won't be in there. You're just going to be out on the go. It's a very socially active year throughout 2013 for you, and that's called the number 3 year. The following year of 2014 to 15 opens up what we call the number 4 year. And like the four corners of the earth, it's the time that we start to get the foundation set on all bases for prosperity, which you really, my sense is, regardless of the birth date of your, the one that you booted out, you've got, like I said, this giving the shirt off your back tendency. You probably financed this whole relationship over the last 4 years, it looks like. So
yes,
you finally throughout 2014 have money that's yours. And don't lose what I'm about to say. Don't get upset or anything. But one of the nice love plateaus that your horoscope and numerology opens up for you is throughout 2016. That is what most of us consider to be the marriage cycle. Now, it doesn't have to be formal, but whomever's in your arms throughout 2016, I'd say as far as 2015 even, most likely you'll find the next real long-term relationship being just as we're segueing into the 2016 birthday year.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
Enjoy your bachelorette hood right now. And the men and women that... I think the men and women, though, frankly, that come into your life throughout 2012, this year, are here to only turn you on to a new place to be, the new place to live, and then the next phase of the game in 2014 would be the next source of income. And the next source of income doesn't have to be a new job. It could be that you're investing in something. That could be where you're buying a home.
Okay. Well, I do have one question because I've
well,
got.
Well, we got to move on. We have a lot of people on the line. Sorry, Dolly.
Well, it was lovely talking
You're
with
very
you.
Welcome.
By the way, for listeners, I don't really do any type of email questions and answers, but if your listeners are curious of what the heck I'm talking about numerology, and rather than go out and buy my new book on numerology, I'd be very happy to, if you were to email me at Den Fairchild, like Dennis Fairchild, but just D-E-N instead, denfairchild@aol.com. If you just email me your first name and your month, date, and year, I'll calculate your personal year numerology for this year and send you the excerpt from the book. Just because I'm so sorry, I could have probably gotten through four more calls and I'm rambling on. So I'll offer that to all your listeners.
Thank you.
Well, that's a gift. So just say, if you just mention Live Conversations Radio, then it will get to you. Let's see. Let's go to the chat room real quick. Let's go to the chat room. Let's go to Mia. Mia is in the chat room. Her date of birth is September 7th, 1965. Mia.
Now, I'm not certain what I'm doing. Is this am I talking to somebody?
Yes.
Is
someone
Mia?
Listening online. They're in the chat room. Mia, M-I-A, Mia.
Is she on the line?
September 7th. September 7th, 1965.
Excellent. Well, for anyone that shares Mia's lovely and very generous birth sign of Virgo, Virgo has been anybody born late August, first 3 weeks of September since winter sort of came and arrived in this last like 3 weeks. Many Virgo sun sign born have almost gotten themselves to the point where they're ready to break out of they back themselves into the corner. Basically, is what's happened. And the what they're trying to do. This is the Earth sign's year for getting rid of material belongings, changes of employers. That's the challenging part of it. And this last 3 weeks has just been nothing but frustration for working Virgos. But the plus side for all Earth signs, Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn, but specifically the Virgo, is that you're leaving 2012 with a different source of income. Now, some people don't work. Some people live off of investments. Some people inherit money. So all you Earth signs, after the show, devote yourself, about 20 minutes and, clear your mind. Try to look at where your money is, how silly you're being with it, and stop being silly with it. But if you're in need of change of employment, regardless of your sign, but especially for Earth signs, what we call your favorable legal representation time, which can also smooth over the rough edges of any litigations, unfolds all of the month of September coming up of 2012, all of the month of October of 2012. It's a ways away, but you can plot your course. If you're in need of, for anyone that's in need of a change of employers, I would get the resume upgraded throughout this current winter. I would use all of spring to start pulling in your markers and then just go full steam ahead throughout September. And most anyone that's looking for the change or the interviewing or being in the company of their future employer, it would be throughout the months of September and October. This is sort of the seed planting time for new jobs right now. It's not the harvest time.
That's good.
I'm not used to hearing anybody respond.
Oh, thank you for that, Dennis. I put on mute. Thank you. That was so spot on. I was just thinking of planting the seed. Thank you. That really helped. Thank you very much, Life Coach Ade.
You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. We are here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 or 2 o'clock. Depends on what's happening. But anyway, all the shows are archived, and so you can go back and listen again. And to find out more about Dennis Fairchild, you can go to his website, DennisFairchild.com. That's Dennis-Fairchild.com. We're going to take a couple more listeners. Let's go to one more person in the chat room, and then we'll go back to the phone calls. And let's see. I think the next one is Laverne. This chat room is not working with me. All right, let me try this. If I can't go there, okay, here we go. I think it's Laverne. Here we go, Dennis. And I'll put on, oh, no, it's not Laverne. It's Nilda. Nilda, 9/18/1986. So September 18th, 1986. She's in the chat room. She's not in the chat room, but she's.
I couldn't hear that. That's September what?
September 18th, 1986.
Gotcha. Well, as of her last birthday, so that means that we're approaching the midpoint of her birthday, late March, early April. She's currently in right now what we call the takes two. Excuse me, not so much the takes two to tango time, but there's somebody stepping on my toes time. This is pretty much been a spacey, I would think, several months since the birthday. But if she were to take a step backwards, the men and women that have been coming into her life and that have been pulling her off course are literally being the ones that are trying to turn her on to a change of residency that I think is happening before we even get to the end of spring. Is she able to respond? I don't understand what I'm doing.
Well, we've got listeners in the chat room. Who wants to read? They can't call in. So, Nilda, where are you? What I'm going to do, well, if this works for you,
I can just keep talking, but I don't know how long to. I'm unfamiliar with this medium of chat room. But nonetheless, let me put it this way again. The theme that she particularly is going through is this need to break and find fresh surroundings, and the stars are literally on her side all the way throughout the month of May, which is coming up really quickly. And I would go so far as to say, with this particular 9/18 of 86 birth date, that I would not be surprised if there would be two changes of residency within the next 18 months. That would be sort of the bottom line forecast. Unfortunately, as I was saying about all Earth signs, changes of employment or changes of financial gain to the better hits in the autumn, not so much right now. So possibly our 9/18 of 86 chat person, if this first move, I think the first move might be for work. The second move might have something to do with either the change of job or maybe the furthering of school. But that's the vibe that comes through.
Perfect. Thank you. Let's go to a quick call. Take a couple more calls. And as Dennis said, if we don't get to you, you can send them an email, den@aol.com. Just mention Life Conversations Radio. Rebecca, how are you doing, my sister friend from New Mexico?
I am doing great. And Dennis, you are from my ex-husband's hometown.
Oh, how about that?
I'm all Royal Oak. I was like, oh gosh. He went to Royal Oak.
Boy,
you're
Royal Oak is right on the button. Boy, oh boy. And where are you living, Rebecca?
In Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Oh, I wish I was there right today. It's one of my favorite places.
Yes.
What's your birthday?
It is October 30th, 69, so 10/30/69.
One of my favorite zodiac signs of the world, because I'm on November 19th, and as I was saying when I first came on today, it always surprises me when people say that they're bored, because there's so much to learn. And our sun sign Scorpio, for anyone born late October, first 3 weeks of November of any year, they always know that there's something under that carpet. You know, there's something you're not telling me. So I find throughout my life, my grandmother, who got me into all this, when I used to set up her horoscopes with a slide rule. We didn't even have a calculator back in the early 50s. But for the purpose, all of her friends were all little old ladies, very fun little old ladies that were also psychics and card readers. But the ones that always stuck into my head and the ones that always lived the longest, my grandmother lived to be 104, were the scorpions. They know that there's something more in life, and they always go through this little turning point in their life right around that 40th to 43rd birthday. I didn't ask, I didn't get your birth year. What's your birth year?
Yeah, it's 69, so yes, I am now 43, so yes, 40
oh,
was huge.
Oh, yes, that would be a little bit of change. If you, well, I'm glad you're, change is a good thing often, but just so you know, this current birthday that you're in, last October through this October, you're in the number 7. Whenever anybody's in a number 7 year, you've got the stars on your side in regards to legalities, government, lawyers, bankers. It's not a prosperous year for having anything in your hands. It's having the people in your pocket that can get you the money.
Yes.
But starting this October through October next year, the number 8 year, think of the 800 number that's always assigned to big businesses. You will find yourself between this October of 2012 and October of 2013, leaving 2013 with more money than you walked into it with. And I don't think it's through any change of work. I think it's through relinquishing things, letting go of things, sales of things, turning over of things. Now, if you're saying, well, I don't know, I'm not even working, then that may imply that at least by October of this year, and especially peaking in April of 2013, that then a new job and or promotion in the current job could come about. But the whole name of the game is, rather than the cash crunch that you felt so deeply 3.5 years ago, well, we all felt it last year, but 3.5 years ago, especially for you, you'll find that you're starting to build up your resources again at this new birthday. Then October of 2013 to 14, that's when you go to town. You'll be in the Scorpio number. The number 9 year, we call it the out with the old cycle, the metaphorical death cycle. And I swear, Rebecca, you will not recognize yourself physically by the time you're through that number 9 year, but you'll be so proud of the new package, but you'll also be proud of your closets are clean. I mean, I'm not speaking just physical closets. All those mental cobwebs of, I wish I would have done that, all the pitiful things and all those woulda, shouldas, that's all going to be recycled. That's not going to be there. And with your horoscope, you're such a devoted friend that it's the 2014 birthday that you get to start fresh. That's like that point in Wizard of Oz, the Judy Garland movie, where initially it's black and white, and then she's finally plump down on that witch and opens up the front door and everybody's dancing in color. You'll find that number 1 year for you in the just 2.5 years opens up the whole new gig. And for some people, I've seen extremely sweeping changes, moving across country, changing jobs or lovers. But for scorpions, when they go through the number 1 year, it's much more inner, much more deep. So you'll find yourself attracting a better support system spiritually. And you'll also find yourself starting to have other people say, thank you for sharing that with me, Rebecca. You should be teaching this. So keep that in mind.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
And if you come to Royal Oak, look me up, okay?
I will, definitely, absolutely. And I'll send you an email anyway. So thank you again. I appreciate all your help.
Thank you, Rebecca.
Thank you, Rebecca. And let's take one more call. Let's go to Chris from Wisconsin. Hey, Chris, how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Hello.
Very well.
I couldn't hear the name. I'm sorry.
Chris.
Hi, Chris. Good afternoon. What's your birthday?
January 28th, 1960.
Well, happy birthday, belated.
Thank you.
You just began, according to the studies of numerology, what we called that legal year. I was just speaking with Rebecca. The legal year now through your birthday of the new year, take a good look at what you got your name on, contract negotiations of any sort, if there's any tests that you need to take as far as accreditation or graduation. You'd have to study for it, mind you. But the number 7 year, we look sweepingly brilliant with anything to do with our credentials and our paperwork. But like the seven, like they say in the Bible, on the seventh day God rested, you're going to find that this may be a year that you are a lot busier and on the go rather than being able to do the R&R. What I would suggest, because I've never seen it fail, the number 7 year, you usually get to take that one big trip. So rather than if you're inclined to, you know, bounce around like all Aquarians do and try to find something new to do every weekend, you may just find yourself, I would say, use this winter to plot out, pull in your markers of friends that have lived in places that live in places that you want to go to, and go visit. But this is your best all-around year for recreational travel. If your job is one of travel, like a saleswoman, just know this could be then the year that they broaden your territory. It's the number 8 year for you, Chris, all throughout 2013, that you go through what we call the career crises. The crises meaning breakthrough. If you've been up for the promotion and overlooked, then this is the year that the 2013 birthday year, the number 8, that you would finally find that you got them right where you want them, that they start to say, well, let's listen to this lady and move her up the ladder. If you were not to get moved up, then you would move on. I would assume that your health is pretty good now. Did you have a little rough spell right around last July through October?
Last July through
October. Like just at the transition from summer into autumn? It's okay if it doesn't hit. If it doesn't hit, that's okay. It seems like the tension is everything in the only thing I've got the kitchen tarot in front of me, and everything is showing this Taurus thing, which is like the upper vertebrae of your neck. Do you have this clenching problem? Neck jaw is what I'm getting.
Really?
I'm going to have to let that go. If you haven't gone to the dentist, talk to him about maybe a night guard or something. But I'm getting something to do with this jaw, right jaw, and this upper neck.
Okay.
It's minor, but and it's also showing that it was backwards to July, August, September last year. So I shouldn't have even brought that up. I'm sorry about that.
That's okay.
But at least this is the year, crack the whip in regards to knocking on the doors. When I say the number 7 year is good for credentials, don't forget it means you also look good with job application forms.
Okay.
Okay?
Sounds good.
All right, Chris, don't go nowhere. Just stay on the line. Betty's going to come to you. We got a gift for you, a copy of Dennis's book, a signed copy of his numerology book. So stay on line, and Betty will get to you and get your details, okay?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You're very welcome. Dennis, can you do one more?
That's up to you. Sure. If we've got
okay,
time.
Cool.
I can, right. Sure, go right ahead.
Okay, let's do it. Let's go to this area code 973. What's your name and where you calling from? 973. If you don't know your number, I can't help you. I'm going to move on to the next caller.
It's mine.
Yes, it's yours. Okay, what's your name and where you calling from? 973 area code. Yes.
Yes, 973. Hello?
Hello?
Hello,
yes.
You're there.
Yes, name? I'm Jeanette, yes.
Hi, Jeanette.
Jeanette, hey, okay.
Hi, because I
give you your details.
What's your birthday, Jeanette?
My birthday is 7/24/76.
7/24/76?
Yes.
Well, we've got all these, you're currently now just finishing up what I was just speaking of to the last two callers. This last 10 months you've been I'm wrestling with what we call the legal year, which is always good for self-promotion on paper, but it looks to me that you've been using it mostly to try to postpone. Just stay with me on this. I'm just calling it like the stars are telling me right now. Stupid investments of 2009 that
mm-hmm.
you got sucked into. It wasn't your choice. I think mm-hmm. you got sucked into it. And the stupid investment of November just recently, it looks like. October, November just recently.
Mm-hmm.
Or rather, well, I shouldn't say stupid. If there was a loss, a mistrust with money that you invested with a friend or somebody, mm-hmm. all I can say is you are at the point coming up right away on your birthday, prior to your birthday, as the second week of May hits, of either collecting outstanding debts or if they if you've got the paper trail, being able to punish them and get the contract drawn up so you can start getting some payment. Bottom line, this this July through next July, like anybody going through a number 8 year, you will leave it with a new source of income.
Mm-hmm.
Are you in between jobs now? Or rather, I'm sorry, it looks like have you had three employers in the last 4 years?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, the steady as she goes hits you, I think, as early as August this year, mm-hmm. as far as like a potential new job or, I don't know, it looks to me like they may offer you more work of where you're currently at in, right now. In August, I think it would be either spinning off to a new branch. Are you working mm-hmm. for a chain of stuff, something?
I'm starting a business, a consulting business.
Then I think what this is implying is as early as May and your birthday month of July, this may be that you're taking your seed of business, your
mm-hmm.
core seed, and planting it in different pastures.
Okay.
That could be what this is. Rather than just change of job, it's taking the dog and pony show to the new city.
Okay.
To the new suburb. But just so you know, the cash flow, most of the birthday of this year, this July through next, there will be more cash being put out, but the cash coming back in is the 2014 to 2015 birthday. That's the what we call the, although I'm a vegetarian, we call it the gravy train.
Okay.
But no, you definitely have built up the right momentum. Just think of this as more of the year of spreading the word and contact.
Okay.
This calendar year, and the latter half of 2012, after your birthday has passed, that would be when you start to get into that collection thing, where you start to see the value, where you may do, let's say, three lectures throughout this calendar year. Next lecture, you start to get more of them that are paying.
Okay.
The following year, you're getting the different benefit, which could be you selling items that you've made, book, tapes, such like that.
Okay.
But I think you're going to do extremely well in these months to come, and you're a woman that can't tell a lie for beans, so I think that people will, once they meet you and hear your voice, I think they're going to pick up on it and
mm-hmm.
love it.
Oh.
Love it. But
oh,
people
great.
People get
wow.
a little intimidated by you. I mean, they feel like they have to tell the truth, you know.
Okay.
I wish they could have told the truth when, you know, they tried to take from you, but...
me too.
But at least you got rid of them. That's the best thing I can say.
It's a learning.
But maybe the past helped to find you in the present. That's good.
Yes.
Oh,
I believe it.
If we pay attention, otherwise we just have to keep, keep doing it again. Because King, Martin Luther King said, I can get this out of my head right, we must accept finite disappointment, but we must never lose infinite hope.
Oh, wow.
Mm.
You know, and that's sort of like a good theme for this year for all of us.
Mm.
Well, this has been a delight.
Yes,
thank
yes.
you, RJ, for letting me, become part of your extended radio audience. This was a gas.
Oh, you're very welcome, and you're welcome back any and every time. Thank you for your wisdom, your joyfulness, and to the listeners, that we didn't get to in the chat room and those of you on the phone line. Dennis, what time do we want to give them a cutoff time? Because the show is archived. I don't want people sending an email, well, unless you do, sending an email 2 years from now saying, I heard it, we can email it.
So
I think it's good to give them a cutoff time today.
I think we'll, if anyone wants to send me their first name, month, date, and year of birth to denfairchild@aol.com, and only one birthday per email, it would be easiest for me.
not the whole family.
We'll leave it to now to the full moon on Tuesday.
Oh, wow. What a gift. I was going to say midnight tonight, but Dennis is a given man. There you go. Okay, till full moon on Tuesday. Here you go. Yeah, Dennis Fairchild. No, Den. D-E-N, right?
D-E-N Fairchild, yes.
Okay, good. At AOL.com.
And if any of your listeners are so inclined, this weekend, let's see, what is it? It's called, it's all one word, healyourlife.com. The
mm-hmm.
new Kitchen Tarot video will be out on that and the Heal Your Life Facebook page as well. And what else is going on? Oh, you should also, if anybody's interested, you should Google the Kitchen Tarot. It's a wonderful advice device that helps us out in regards to the people in our life that we truly love. It's not a tarot deck sort of for money as much as what's going on with our lover, our kids, what's going on with the house. It's a really wonderful new version of the of an old theme. In my numerology book, you know those little tiny books like as you're walking out of the large book chains, those little tiny...
Those little tiny, almost like credit card size.
I've written gobs of those, but my newest one's called Numerology, Unlocking the Future Through Numbers, and that's in just about every bookstore and airport on the planet. That's what people will be getting a copy of. They'll get their own chapter of their personal number when they email me.
Okay.
But this has been a lot of fun. I wish I could stay longer on the air with you, but we'll do it again. I predict that
yes,
we'll do
indeed.
It again.
Let me ask you this. On Facebook, do you have a like page? I see something here.
I've got every day, if you go to Facebook to Dennis Fairchild, I give a free astrological, it's a very spiritual, astrological themes for the day. I make a video. And there's, so all your listeners are welcome to check it out and like it. And it's been going on for about a year and a half now. And I've tried to stop doing it, but I really love doing it. And everybody loves watching them. So I'm happy to be able to include your listeners in that. Thanks for bringing that up. I totally forgot. I'm so stuck in my little ways that I keep forgetting about things like Facebook and all those wonderful platforms that we've got out there.
That's okay. Your angels are taking care of you. Your guys put this thought in other people's heads and say, ask me about Facebook. I see you here. Well, I can see your world, Dennis. When you get back to your computer, you need to accept me as your friend because we are friends. You haven't accepted me. I'm having issues about that. I'm going to have to go to therapy. You didn't accept me as your friend. But anyway, thank you.
Well,
I'm glad we
you. I thank you. And the thought of the day as far as the year of the dragon, just for everybody, is to take everything in moderation, including moderation, and to remember that even though the American Constitution says that it gives us the right to pursue happiness, it's up to each of us as individuals to catch it ourselves. So we've got to keep that positive energy thing rolling. So I look forward to talking to you again, Ardave.
Yes, yes. Thank you very much, Dennis. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day. Yes, indeed. To find out more about Dennis, his website address is dennis-fairchild.com. And as you said, you got up to Tuesday. Those of you that we didn't get to send him an email with your name, your month, your day, and your year, and he will give you your reading. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with Celestial Moments. Thank you all that called in, all the shows are archived, as I said earlier, and let's just take a break, and we'll come back with Celestial Moment. I know Celestial is going to be on fire now, because Dennis came on talking about the dragon, and if you know Celeste, if you talk to Celeste, that's all she's been talking about. So I can't wait to hear what she's going to say, but don't go nowhere because this is a radio station that changes your life.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you don't need to talk to me about sex. Maybe you do control what I'm exposed to.
But maybe not.
Maybe I hear about sex every day.
In the media? From my friends?
Maybe while you're not talking to me about sex, everyone else is. So talk to me. Tell me to wait to have sex.
Because you can influence me.
For help starting the conversation, visit forparents.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Yes, indeed. Be the change you want to see. Every reading that you get, you've got to be that change. You've got to become that vibrational alignment to what you desire. When you become a vibrational alignment, a vibrational match to it, you can't help but attract it to you. So you got to do your work. You got to clean out. You got to let go. You got to release and make space for God to show up in your life. Mm-hmm. When you show up, God shows out. It's time, well, it's way past time. We usually do celestial moment at 1 o'clock, but we're trying to squeeze as many people in for Dennis. So we bumped Celeste, but she's such a loving, compassionate woman. She goes with the flow and grow with the flow. So she's cool. Ah, Dennis, Destiny Harpist, Destiny the Harpist. Let me bring Celeste on before I start stumbling upon myself. See, I'm stumbling already. Celeste, I know you are excited on fire. I can't wait for what you have to say. I'm sitting back, literally. Go for it.
Yes. Do you have your tea? Are you ready for this? I am renaming my dragon.
I don't know, but go ahead. I'm ready.
You're ready. You're ready. I am renaming my dragon in honor of Dennis. He's my new hero. I have a dragon on my desk. I call it Drake. This dragon has now been called Dennis from now on. Thank you, Dennis Fairchild. So, hello, Aday, and hello, family. Good afternoon. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moments. I come bearing a number gift and trust you will be able to use these tools to embrace what is showing up in your life right now. It's Tuesday, January 31st, 2012. Add the date and you get 2044. Add 2044 and the energy of the day equals 10. The 10th letter of the alphabet is J. Words like joy, jazz, and join connect us to the Mother Earth energy found in the turtle and medicine cards, which equals 10. 10 also shows up in the Wheel of Fortune for tarot. The Wheel of Fortune reminds that whether life goes up or down, go to the center. There is no place like home. Today, we are going to put the spotlight on how 10 shows up from the perspective of Mother Peace Tarot through the suit of discs. Discs relates to money, goods, and services, work, businesses, as well as status, possessions, and property. The 10 of discs features a woman in the process of giving birth, while a community of women hold their medicine shields in a large circle to create space for the baby to be welcome into the village. The baby represents abundance, life force, seeds, dreams, thoughts, whatever you want to manifest in your life. Remember, we've been talking about these seeds since Halloween. At this sacred moment, each of us finds ourselves in an energetic circle or in the middle, waiting for the baby. Maybe we are the baby. Maybe we are holding our friends up. Let us remember that in order to birth the best in all of us, each of us have a sacred responsibility to see the best in all of us, starting with number one, you. Don't fear the rumbling of contrast. It's good to know there is something more. It is a reminder that your purpose is near. When we connect with our personal mission, we are also in a better position to create space for healing all over this planet. Love is the strongest force. Believe you already have everything you need. Abundance grows with gratitude and support. And that's the story of 10, through the 10 of this, and Mother Peace Tarot. All is well. I'll see you on Wednesday, around 1, for another Celestial Moment. Thank you.
Thank you, my dear friend. Thank you. Thank you all to the listeners for all you do, for all your being in the world. Life is good, and it's getting better. It's getting better. This is Destiny.
Cool and gentle breeze on a warm summer's day. I am the blessing you seek. Seek my face. I'm all you will ever need. All you ever thank you.
Destiny the Harpist, Harpist from the Hood, Destiny Muhammad. You can find out more about her by going to her website, destinymuhammad.com. And this song is called Grace. The grace of God is upon you. The grace of God is around you. The grace of God is within you. As a matter of fact, your life is the life of God. It's the grace of God. Embrace it. Release it. Trust the process of life. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back here tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern, for another episode of Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. We love you. We bless you. We appreciate you. And we thank God for you. We're getting ready to release the show. Thank you for sharing the show with your thank you for sharing the show with your friends, your family members, your coworkers, your lovers, your haters, even your enemy. You know what I say, when you share with your enemy, you realize you really don't have an enemy, because your enemy is really your inner me. You realize it's you. So when you share with yourself, you be the change you want to see. You grow, you unfold, and you become the light that you're looking for. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Speaking of the light, we're going to release the show playing Standing in the Light by Cynthia James. To find out more about Cynthia James, CynthiaJames.net. CynthiaJames.net, not .com, .net.com, CynthiaJames.net. And she was a guest on Life Conversations Radio about a month ago. I can't remember what date, but it was called Revealing Your Extraordinary Something. I can't remember now. All these shows every day. Just search it, Cynthia James. Standing in the light, standing in the light. And as we get ready to go, I want to remind you to be love. Be the love that you're looking for. Be true to yourself. And as you do that, allow the love to come back. Allow yourself to receive the love that is coming to you. Be loved. I'll see you tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern. Be well. And I'm out of here. Peace and blessings. Big thing.
The thing you fear will chase you down. Remember, you're standing in the light. When your mind is full love unnecessary thoughts, and the world is pulling you down. Lift your head up high, get your chin up off the ground. Remember you're standing. When your heart is full with the clutter of your life, and the rain is falling all around. Hold your head up high, take your feet up off the ground. Remember you're standing in the light. When your heart is full with the clutter of your life, and the rain is falling. Hold your head up high, take your feet up off the ground. Remember. Remember, you're standing in the light. You're standing in the light. Standing in the light.
As Esther is standing before you, allowing us to express to you through her process, she has managed through a few years of meditation and many years of doing this, and through coming into alignment even now as she is standing here, she has managed to bring her vibration into the frequency that is us so that we are one in this moment. Esther is not dead in this moment. She's not gone to some other galaxy. She is not timed out. She is not sleeping under the stage. Esther is blended with that which is Abraham, and you are experiencing the benefit of that blending. And you don't need Esther to experience that blending, for each of you has access to that same non-physical stream of consciousness. We express ourselves as Abraham because we wanted to be first in the phone book. Just kidding. We express ourselves as Abraham because as Esther is receiving the block of thought that explains that which we are, she is not hearing words. We don't whisper words into her ear that she repeats. We offer knowing that she translates at an unconscious level and expresses into the equivalent that best matches it. So over time, as we give her an impulse of thought, she is able to not only translate the thought, translate the meaning into something that is meaningful for most of you, into the language that she understands, but she is also able to feel the intent with which we offer it. So the personality that you know as Abraham is a specific translation from Esther's understanding of the vibration that she is receiving. And all of you have the ability to do that. You are all short-selling yourself and living but a shadow of life that is you. When you do not take the time to manage the vibration that is you and bring it into the equivalency of who you really are. When you are in your most joyous moment, you are blended between you and you. When you are in your most irritated moment, you have separated yourself from who you are. As the equipment was malfunctioning this morning, some sort of bugaboo in Esther's microphone, Esther felt herself beginning to tremble because this matters to her, and she was focused upon what has gone wrong, what will we do, what will happen. And as Jerry and Karen and Mike sort of gather around, and Karen softly explains that there are about 15 different ways that they can make this work. It doesn't have to come through this one little cord. Esther's trembling stopped, and she began coming back into her body. And we want you to understand that every day, all day, you have those options. You can focus upon things that separate you from the confidence and the security that is you, or you can come back into alignment. There is nothing magical going on here other than a demonstration of practiced alignment with source energy, which all of you are doing and not doing, but few of you are doing deliberately. In the beginning of our interaction with Jerry and Esther, Jerry asked endless questions, still does. Now he's happy that you have added to the list of questions. There is nothing that we would rather do, and we are including those of us who are non-physically focused and that which is Jerry and Esther. There is nothing more satisfying in all of the universe for any of us than to be in an environment like this with you who have been living your lives, who are specifically focused upon the time-space reality in which you are living, who have been selecting and sifting through the data of life, and who have come to conclusions about what you want, who are here because you want to figure out effective, succinct, easy to understand and apply ways of closing the gap between the vibration that is the habit of thought that you've been thinking. It's what your beliefs are. Beliefs just a thought you keep thinking. And mostly you just keep thinking it. We love you very much because you're lazy. In other words, it is easier to think the same thought that you've been thinking. It is easier to go along with what others think. It is easier to believe in sickness in your environment today than to believe in wellness, because you are force-fed information constantly about the sickness of your body. Most of you, when you think of your long-range plans relative to health, you are envisioning and telling the story of tubes up your nose in the end. That can be the only reason that you are panicked over the idea of not having health care. Healthcare costs have gone through the roof. No one in their right mind or under normal conditions could begin to pay for what most of you believe is coming down the road. You do not, as humans, believe in the well-being of your physical bodies. And the reason that you don't believe in the well-being of your physical bodies is because you've trained yourself to look at what could go wrong, instead of reaching for the vibration of the source within you, who knows that well-being is the order of your day. It is the order of the universe. It is the legacy that you have inherited. It is the promise of your future. It's who you are. Well-being is the dominant factor in all that is. Now, because you are free will beings, you have the ability to focus wherever you want. You can focus upon what is wanted or lack of it. You can make the best of something or the worst of something. You can worry and fret, or you can look for reasons to feel good. You can compliment people or criticize them. You can complain, or you can reach for positive aspects. You have those options all day, every day, but you're not likely to do something very different from what you've been practicing. Because what you've been practicing, because of law of attraction, is what is most dominant in your vibration. So, a thought that you think causes you to offer a vibration. And when you offer a vibration because of the thought that you're thinking, law of attraction responds to that thought soon enough, not immediately, but soon enough, within seconds, within 17 seconds. The thought that you're thinking then begins to bring other thoughts of vibrational equivalency to it. When you get focused upon a thought and you begin to let that thought be something that is often thought, a sort of chronic thought, the place you always go. You know how when somebody brings up that person you've never liked, and as soon as you hear the name or even think about that person in some way, you immediately go to your pre-decided, predetermined, well-practiced thought, chronic thought, belief about that person. And what we want you to begin to understand is you don't have to do that, nor is it a good idea to do that, because, bless your hearts, you've picked up all kinds of thoughts that serve you, but you've picked up all kinds of thoughts that don't serve you. So we want to help you to decipher this arena of thought and understand that there is a thought that you think that is just a thought that you think. It's not a very important thing. You're just thinking this thought, unless you think this thought a little longer. And as you think that thought a little longer, until another thought has joined it, and another, and another, and another, and another, soon this thought that you're thinking is not only a thought, it becomes a chronic thought, or you could say a dominant thought. Once you have trained yourself into a thought to the point that we are calling it dominant and you might call it belief, now law of attraction is responding to that. And you can't create outside of that vibrational patterning. You just can't do it. You can't practice thoughts and set up that vibrational patterning within yourself and expect law of attraction to make you the exception to law of attraction. Law of attraction is responding to how you think. And an easier way for you to hear it is law of attraction is responding to how you feel about everything. How you feel about everything is what you're living.
get out of the way.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.